Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been hanging around already, we thank you for that, too. My website is www.jbsba.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And don't forget that new feature I was telling you about earlier on the schedule, on the website, on the left side of the page, of the homepage. There's a link there that says show schedule. Click on that, and any shows that we've, any interviews that we've already done for that day, very soon after we go off the air on the live show, that interview all by itself, that archive is available by clicking on the little speaker beside the person's name. That's a new feature, a new wrinkle that we've offered. We're offering. I think you're gonna enjoy that. That way, if you want to go back and listen to something anybody has said, pick up another website or whatever, you can click on that and it'll play just that interview. So check that out at jbsba.com. Jack Mitchell is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Jack's a good friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is a small business owner just like you and me. For many, many years, he and his family toiled the small business fields and did a great job of providing outstanding clothing to their customers. And they've grown a little bit, doubled the size of their business over the last few years. And then Jack decided to write down all the really smart things he's learned about taking care of customers. It became a book called Hug Your Customers. And now, basically, it's a global movement that this guy is driving. And we're going to talk some more about it with our good friend, Jack Mitchell. Jack, welcome back to the show.
Jim, a pleasure to be with you again.
It's good to have you back, and I'm so proud of what you've accomplished. Of course,
Thank you, Jim.
I'm proud of you as a small business owner. That makes you one of my heroes, obviously. But the way you've converted, the way you've turned this, your basic philosophy of taking care of customers into this way of sharing it with all these other companies and all the people that you're talking to through the book. Small business owners can learn it through the book, but I know you're doing a lot of speaking. And I'm just so impressed and proud of what you've done.
Thank you, Jim. I'm proud also of, you know, of our family and those of you like yourself that are spreading this, what I call, as you know, the hugging culture. It's just like you were, you know, were saying earlier on your show, it's just really being nice to people. It's really just, you know, hug obviously can be a bear hug, but as you well know and your many of your listeners know, it's just any little single act, a kind act or gesture that makes people say, wow, these folks at Mitchell's or Richards are nice people. You know, I think I'll come back here and shop or you know, these people at wherever, a little grocery store or wherever it might be. They say, if you do something that touches and makes them feel good, that's what life is all about. And that's what I believe our customers and I really, truly believe now it's global. As you say, I've had the opportunity of speaking not only here, but I just came back from Sweden. I was in Italy. But most importantly, in this great country of ours, people are thirsty for personalized, just not customer service, but that personalized service of getting to know Jim from Jack and John and Sally. That's what it's all about. And as you say, I'm having a lot of fun with my book. It's still selling. I didn't have a chance to mention to you. Just got a call yesterday. It's going to be in its eighth printing. They're going to print another 25,000 copies.
I'm not the least bit surprised. And of course, my audience knows that you know, we were telling them about your book when it first came out.
Right,
we helped you launch it on the show, and
almost 2 years ago, John.
Yep, that's exactly right. You know, Jack, one of the things that I've been focusing on over the last several years is helping small business owners to understand the difference between what people need and what they want.
Right.
And I talk about the people need to eat, but they want to dine. They need they need clothing to shelter them from the elements, but they want a look. And to speak to your particular industry, and when people want things, that's an emotional thing, isn't it?
Oh, of course it is.
The need, what they need is an instinctive thing and a natural thing, but what they want, that's what the wanting things is what separates humans from other animals, isn't it?
Sure. It's a real desire to feel good. When you put a new shirt on or a new blazer or you know, you put a tie on, because some of us are still wearing ties, would you believe, Jim? And they say, wow, you know, that tie looks great. You just feel good. And you know, clothing can really is a reflection of yourself, and that's what we're all about in our business. We try to find what people do. So We can clothe them for...
But lots of people sell clothes, Jack. Oh, you guys go the extra mile, and
we're
you
not
make
really
people...
Not in the clothing.
When people think about buying clothes who are your customers, they think about you guys taking care of them. That's what they think about. Clothes are clothes. I mean, I know there's some clothes are nicer than other clothes, but what they come back to you guys for is the way you take care of them. And we're going to get you to tell us some more about that right after these messages. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend, Jack Mitchell, the author of Hug Your Customers. We're back at 1710. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's Chicago in the background there. As I was walking down Jack Mitchell is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Jack's a good friend of ours, the author of Hug Your Customers, a very important member of our brain trust. Jack, you know, I when I was there in your store back in last fall, I bought a navy blazer from you, and I have really enjoyed that blazer. That's the nicest garment I've ever owned in my life.
I'm so pleased that you say that, Jim. That's awfully nice.
I heard, though, and by the way, folks, for whatever it's worth, you know, me being long distance from his store, they made some alterations and just to give you an idea, not to sell any clothes for him, but to give you an idea about that he does practice what he preaches. I had to have a little bit of an alteration after it got here. I had to send it back and have one little thing done that was understandable since I wasn't there when they finished it. But the thing is, before I even called them to tell them I needed it done, one of their guys called me and said, how is it going? How did it work? Fit? How is it?
And we call that a satisfaction call.
That's what you call hugging your customers. But here's my question. Here's my question for you, Jack. I found out recently that you recently had a golf tournament for your customers, your best customers, and your vendors. So here's my question. How many of these blazers do I have to buy to get invited to the golf tournament?
Jim, you're on the list for next year for sure. For sure.
Well, I'll try to buy at least one more if I
Well, you can buy it. Listen, we have lots of blazers, and we have lots of suits, and we'd be happy to take you and your lovely wife. We'd be happy. We sell women's wear, too.
Well,
no, but the golf. I think the golf outing, we call it an outing really rather than a tournament, because although we do give prizes, people do win and so forth. But it's really about, it's something we've done for 9 years now, Jim, and we just pause on the first Monday in June at a nice country club here in Connecticut. It's a beautiful time of the year, and we just say thank you, and we invite our very top vendors, you know, the people that we do business with, the Zegnas, the Canalis, the Hickey Freemans, the Dolce Cabanas, the Ralph Laurens, and so forth, and we invite them to come to the club and just play golf. And there's no hidden agenda. I don't know if you've been following the stories in the Times about markdown monies and all these things. That,
right.
You know,
it's
they can't believe that we don't ask them for anything.
Right.
You know? And then of course
it's
purely
given back to them, isn't it?
Our top yes, it's just saying thank you, and then some of our top customers, and then most importantly, it's the hidden part of it. We hug the huggers. Those of our staff that really like to play golf have an opportunity of meeting with a designer. I mean, it's just not the buyers or myself, although I participate. But I mean, for example, Tony Gagario, he's in our shipping and receiving department. He plays golf. I mean, he looks forward to this every year. And you know what's really exciting, Jim? Talk about hugging, because that's a huge hug. I remember Roger Cohen, who heads up Cortellani, an upper end Italian clothing line, said to me a couple of times ago. He said, "You know, it's wonderful, Jack, that you have your shipping and receiving guy there playing golf, and that really says a lot." He said about us, about the Mitchell Richards, you know, culture, and that really made me feel good. I hadn't even thought about it because it's very genuine, as you know how we.
It was just automatic for you.
Yeah, it's automatic for us to do that type. So the outing is a fun, and we do. We just had last Sunday, we had Eli Manning, who's the quarterback for the New York Giants. We're as you know, your listeners know, we're just very close to New York City, and we had him in the parking lot at Richards, and then inside it. We invited some of our special fathers. It's going to be Father's Day, and they brought all their sons, and of course their daughters came along too. Those that like, you know, and it was his Father's Day special, and he signed a lot of footballs, and we had games and on a Sunday afternoon.
But these
we
are
probably
the kinds
had 200-300 people
that you're doing to give back a little bit. You know, I know some companies that have Hot Dog Day.
Yeah.
You know, they're a distributor, and they have Hot Dog Day, and people love coming to Hot Dog Day.
Jim, we serve hot dogs. We give away hot dogs in front of our Westport store, Mitchell's, every Saturday during the spring summer season. People can't believe, what are we doing? Well, we just have hot dogs. It's a nice thing.
You're creating not only an atmosphere of hugging, but it's a warm, fuzzy family thing, and it creates a little theater too, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, of course it does. It's entertainment. People enjoy it. People come to have fun shopping. I have a hot dog I called the Carol dog.
Uh-huh.
Carol, her name is Carol St. Mark. She wouldn't be minding me. She's retired now, but she was a senior executive with Pitney Bowes, and she came. She was single. She wasn't married, and she loved clothes. And she came almost every Saturday. Sometimes she bought. Sometimes she didn't. She just had fun with our associate Joan Manning. And anyway. But all of a sudden she got a little heavy, and the whole trend is to get thin through. You're not going to get thin with a hot dog. So, so I went across the street and got her, a cholesterol free turkey dog. Well,
an onion bagel or something.
I called it the Carol dog. Well, she came every Saturday. Where's my Carol dog? See, that's the personalization in the hot dogs. Carol dog.
And Jack, everybody can do this, but nobody is better at this, at hugging customers, than small business owners, aren't they?
Well, no, right, exactly. We small business owners, we have the opportunity of doing things that it is more difficult when you get larger. I mean, as you said earlier, I am speaking to people like Starbucks and Nike and Morgan Stanley and Mass Mutual, and these companies do find it harder to do it, and yet they're doing it. But we, as you say, we who are hands-on in the stores, in your businesses, we have an advantage because we can make a decision instantly and just do it. Like Nike says, they just do it, and we can do that because we own the business and we get the idea, and we don't have to go to
I think this is one of the most underutilized skills and capabilities that small business owners have. And when we come back after these messages, I want you to help us develop the idea, the hugging culture for our small businesses. And folks, if you can get this into your head, if you can get this into your business, I think you will see a quantum leap in your level of success. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back with Jack Mitchell.
Hi folks, it's Jim Blassingame with a question for you. Did you know that Office Depot has an online technology superstore? It's called Tech Depot, and you can find it online at www.techdepot.com. Tech Depot has over 100,000 competitively priced technology products, including all of the top technology brands. In addition to desktop computers and laptops, you'll find wireless products and home networking, digital cameras and camcorders, plus the latest in storage media. And if you're looking for the latest software solutions, there's an excellent chance that you'll find what you're looking for at techdepot.com. Also, Tech Depot offers you the ability to customize your new computer using our simple step-by-step process. You choose the processor, memory, hard drive, and other components that fit your individual requirements, and Office Depot will take care of the rest. And you can track your order right online. All of this and more is waiting for you at www.techdepot.com. Thanks again, Office Depot, for helping us take care of business.
Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Since I began broadcasting this show in 1997, part of my contract with you has been to introduce you to only the very best people, companies, and products that I can find. IBM fits that profile 100%. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know by now, IBM is my sponsor in bringing you this show and all of my other small business resources. Take it from me, IBM has done a great job of developing the kinds of products and services you and I need to grow our small businesses and that help us gain a competitive edge through technology. You can find all of IBM's small business offerings at ibm.com/business center, including a free electronic newsletter, special offers, and online advice on helping you make the right technology and e-business choices. I hope you'll say thanks to IBM for helping me help you by giving them first shot at your technology and e-commerce business. That's www.ibm.com/business center. It's a great small business website. We're back at 7-2. That's Richie Valens.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.